today, as you can see, is Mission Sunday. It's a time during the year. We do it every quarter, not every quarter, once a quarter, on a quarterly basis. And we get updates from two of the overseas work that we support. One in Guatemala is an orphanage, and one in Cambodia, through our friends Carol, Daryl and Kyle. And then what happens is all of the money we collect on this Sunday will go towards those two works. Today also, in addition to Guatemala and Cambodia, we're going to give a brief update on a work that's being done in Tokyo with the friends of our friends John and Kyoko Clenenden. Actually, their vision is to do a work in Hiroshima, but God has them working in Tokyo for a little while. So we're going to just hear an update from them, and then we'll take our offering. And hopefully the updates themselves will encourage you, will feed you, and will challenge you in whatever you have in your life. Now we're going to give an update on Cambodia. Daryl sends out a newsletter about once a month. And in addition to the newsletter, he has written us a letter specifically for Mission Sunday. So I'm going to read mainly excerpts from the November newsletter, but also the special letter which he wrote to us just this week, which has information that the November newsletter does not have. If you would like to receive the newsletter from Daryl and Kyle, please let me know, and we'll be happy to put you on the mailing list for that. Here's what he says. Daryl Record, November 22nd. Dear brothers and sisters and Mitaki Green Chapel, we thank God for you all and for your faithfulness, knowing that you all are there, praying, caring, partnering, and backing us up in the ministry God has given us in Cambodia. And it is a greater comfort that we can express. There are some new developments that have happened since our last newsletter, and we would like to share these updates with you all. Let's see. One is, there is a missionary doctor named Doug Collins, and Doug shares Daryl's passion for writing and publishing apologetics materials in Cambodia. Daryl and Doug have decided that they will co-author the book that Daryl has been working on, entitled Christianity, Reasons for Faith. This book, which you see here, is the first book that Daryl published there just this year. It's called Christianity Foundations for Faith. He's working on a new one, Reasons for Faith, with this doctor named Doug Collins. The fact that Doug is an MD will add additional credibility to the evidence that they present in the book, especially the scientific and medical evidence. Two brains are better than one. This has given a real boost to the project in terms of writing, and Doug's willingness to share the burden of funding the projects is also a blessing. Cambodian Christian publishing is the opposite of regular publishing. Usually the publishers will give money to the writers to produce the book. Well, this is the opposite. The writers have to give the money in order for the publishers to produce the book. So it helps that Doug is a doctor and has funds coming from that. We would like to have the manuscript ready for translation and publishing by mid-2011. After the book is turned in, they would like to continue their partnership and write some brochures, booklets, tracts that give evidence for the truth of Christianity. Okay, this is a different one. Pastor Sokna, which I believe is one of the people in this picture. I think he's on the right in the white shirt, I believe. A white striped shirt or the white long sleeve, I'm not sure. you know, Asians, we look alike. Pastor Sokna introduced his good friend and mentor, Dr. K, a missionary doctor from Hong Kong. Dr. K has been working at one of the Bible schools in Cambodia. He has a desire to start a Christian university in Cambodia. And he has asked Daryl to help him with the planning and to pray about joining the board. On December 3rd, that's this Friday, Daryl is scheduled to meet Dr. K and to help look at some potential property for the campus. This is amazing. A Christian university in Cambodia could really help equip Christians to apply their faith to secular jobs, as well as to prepare them for bivocational pastors and church planters. Dr. K is exploring the possibility of starting an intercultural studies internship, basically a missions school, for students from other countries, and they're thinking about doing this in China. So that's kind of hush. Also in the U.S., and are preparing to be missionaries who could join to prepare them for their future ministries. Let's see if I got the third one here. Daryl is part of a work known as FEBC, Far East Broadcasting in Cambodia. And there is a woman named Samuen, I believe. Samuen is the lady, she's in the middle. She's the older looking lady with the glasses on. She runs the Far East Broadcasting company in Cambodia. And FEBC Cambodia has FM coverage of half of Cambodia's 13 million people population. They can reach further than that through shortwave and with solar and crank-powered MP3 players and radios that can reach into the jungle. Their desire is to develop new radio programs for a third generation of Cambodian Christians. This project is being organized around an illustration Daryl developed from a sermon at Mitaki Green Chapel's English Service, Japan, in 2005. Daryl drew a ship with three anchors: truth, relationships, and experience. And right now, they're working the title project. It's called TRE3GKC, Truth, Relationships for Third Generation Khmer Christians. It will be on the radio. Afterwards, FBC is planning to put it on a special MP3 player that can hold 80 to 100 hours of programming and can serve as resource for years to come. Daryl is writing scripts for the truth section, and some of Daryl's scripts will be posted. Okay. Also, he's working with another pastor, Pastor Samong, who pastors a church in Phnom Penh and works part-time at the station, is writing scripts for the relationships section, and he is focusing on topics related to the body of Christ. I think that's the fellowship, relationships. Mrs. Samoen is in the process of gathering testimonies of mature Cambodian Christians to provide Cambodians with a Christian heritage and role models. So as you know, Daryl loves his little video camera that we were able to provide for him. And they're taking footage of one of the pastors sharing just his testimony and stories that will that relate to the Bible, and he's also editing them. Daryl said that more than video, it's called not DVDs, but CDVDs. Basically, CDs that play video, but not a DVD. And those are more able to reach into homes than your typical DVD player. So more people have CDVDs. CVDs, I think, is what they're called. But that's also one of the projects that he's working on. So lots of things going on. Kayo continues her work in language study and is showing more and more progress. She is getting more and more able to communicate with the locals. Language study, accounting, and of course, Benjamin fills her days and nights. Yesterday, Kayo set up our nativity scene. Upon seeing it, Benjamin said, "I need a lizard gecko for Jesus," and he wanted to include his toy gecko along with a camel, sheep, and donkey. He is a real missionary kid and says some very unique things for a two-year-old. He says, "Landmines, explode, don't touch." So, as you know, there are lots of old landmines even around their area. And now and then they will hear an occasional explosion just around the forest where they're living. I guess people are sweeping and not sweeping, what do you, mine sweeping and finding him. So he has to teach his son important words like landmine and don't touch and explode. He likes to play with his toy mine sweeper. And he learned about landmines from hearing the explosions from a demining organization's training center that is close to our house. That's what he said. Okay. And he closes with Merry Christmas. So, okay. So that was Cambodia, Daryl and Kayo Record and Benjamin. Also, I want to just briefly mention John and Kyoko Clenenden. They are missionaries to Hiroshima, but getting training in Tokyo. Their vision is to have a ministry in Hiroshima to high school and university students. And they work with a company called Campus Crusade for Christ. And this is his update to us. God is answering two big prayers for a new season of personal growth is one in many of the weak areas of our lives, and for the birth of a vision for an interconnected high school and university Campus Crusade ministry. Please keep praying together with us for God's kingdom to expand rapidly in Japan among spiritually needy 12 to 22-year-old young people. When Kyoko and I arrived in Tokyo 6.5 years ago, our dreams and expectations were huge. The Love Hiroshima vision God gave us included a high school university cycle of campus ministry where a majority of Japanese meet Jesus as teenagers. They enter universities as spiritual movement leaders and reach back to lead the next generation of teenagers to Jesus. So teenagers in high school becoming Christians, going to university, and then going back to their high schools and training up new Christians is what they believe God is calling them to, which is amazing to me. Obviously, we're not in Hiroshima yet, but the rest of the vision has finally been born. In September, under the leadership of a new Tokyo campus director, John and Kyoko were given leadership of our own campus team. They have 3 staff and 4 interns for International Christian University and International Christian University High School. And now we serve on the Tokyo Servant Team. In October, a landmark gathering of Campus Crusade world leaders came to Tokyo to discuss the future of international partnerships with Japan, including the high school university campus ministry connection. So we are currently exploring the strong possibility of returning to student venture for better support and development in Japan. There are times in life when God uses you to change others, and times when it seems like He's working overtime to change you. That's how we've been feeling recently. It hasn't always been pleasant. God is challenging and stretching us beyond anything previously because He wants us to grow into vessels He can use for His honor and glory. And that's what we've been learning. Now, to begin with, God has been pointing out that our devotional and prayer life has become weak. Our usual excuse has been an overcrowded home, but we've made it a new daily priority to find a quiet time and place to meet with Jesus, no matter what. So now, I, John, often leave the house early and go for prayer walks. I also realize how much I have to learn about being a caring husband and father. My default mode, my automatic mode, is to put ministry first, but God wants me to spend more time loving and discipling Kyoko and our boys. That's a word to me. It's been a lot of fun to see some success as we homeschool John and Micah. That's their first two sons. Also, as a Christian leader, I see how much I need to grow in character, in humility, in vulnerability, compassion, patience, understanding, faith, courage, and sacrificial service. Please pray that by God's mighty Spirit, I'll grow in each of these attributes as a lifelong mentor, coach, and discipler of Japanese young people. Amen. Okay, those are just two updates. Excuse me, three updates now. And wanted to share that with you. We're now going in a moment to take our offering. And again, this offering will go completely to Cambodia and Guatemala. But before we do that, I want you to just open the scriptures with me and open in the Bible to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Just a word given to me this week. Acts chapter 20. We're going to read verse 35. And that's all. Just verse 35. And as you're turning there, let me give you a little bit of background. Some of you know that I teach a Bible class at the junior high school where I work. It's only three students. Actually, it was one student, and all of a sudden, two more came out of nowhere. And praise the Lord. So the format is very simple. I just tell the students, hey, if you had any question for God, what would you ask Him? And they come up with all kinds of funny, not funny, very deep questions for 14-year-olds. Why does war never end? What should I do before I die? Things like that. Okay, deep things for a 14-year-old. One question that came up recently was, what is love? No, sorry. What is happiness? Sorry, not what is love. That was another question. What is happiness? Happiness. 幸せのことは何ですか? Right? And I said, oh, that's a good question. There's a lot of verses in the Bible about happiness. And the first thing that came to my mind was Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is teaching on the mountain, and he says, blessed. Blessed are those, blessed are the poor, blessed are the weak, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek. And then they're called the Beatitudes. And in Japanese, blessed is translated as saiwai de aru, saiwai. Saiwai is the Japanese character is happiness, right? Saiwai. So happy are the poor. Happy are those who mourn. Happy are the meek. Happy are the gentle. What is happiness? And Jesus gives a list of what happiness is. And that was in Matthew. We all think that Jesus' words are only found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, but there's one more place where he's quoted verbatim that's not in the Gospels, and that's in the book of Acts, in the beginning of Acts, and also one very important saying that he's not recorded as saying in the Gospels, but only here in this letter. And Paul is quoting him. We're in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. In everything I did, this is Paul, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more happy, blessed, to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than receive. You won't find this in the Gospels. Trust me, I've looked. You'll find this only here. And this is a very important word from God. What is happiness? It's more blessed to give than receive. Some of us are struggling with the joy, with just happiness. And it's hard to just keep a smile on your face. It has to be a sunny day where there's no traffic, things are smooth, and you know, everything's going just right, and just for us to be happy. But Jesus says it's more happy to give than to receive. I had my birthday this week. I think Jim also had his birthday this week as well. What was that? Oh, wedding anniversary. Excuse me. I'm getting old. But I was just so blessed by a wonderful present from my wife and also a surprise present from one of my students. That was great. I tell all my students my birthday is November 23rd. My favorite color is blue. All my students. I have almost 200 students, and one of them gave me a gift. Hallelujah. I was so happy that they remembered. Also, it was great. This was completely unexpected. I opened up my Facebook, and I think I had like 40 happy birthday messages. That's just so nice to get happy birthdays from 40 people. I mean, that doesn't happen in the pre-Facebook era, you know. But it happens now, and people from just everywhere, around the world, literally around the world, just gave me a happy birthday message. If you forgot, that's okay. Don't feel guilty. I have 40 people who remembered, so it's okay. But praise God. But I received so much. And I was happy. Really happy. But when we were studying the point that in my Bible class, what is it to be happy? This came up. It's more happy to give than receive. And so one kind of homework that we did, including me, I had to do this as well, was we had to give something. We had to give something to see how happy we could be. And the principle is the bigger you give, the bigger happiness you get back, because it's more happy to give than receive. We haven't met back yet to report on our project, but I'm looking forward to what the students did, how they gave, and all that. This is just a short word for us to challenge us. God so loved the world that he gave. That he gave. God is a giver. God is a generous giver, and God loves a cheerful giver. And my hope with this word is that we will give generously and cheerfully, just as God has given us. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heaven through Jesus Christ. God, you've given me so much. Let me give just a portion, not for my sake, but for the kingdom's sake, for Cambodia's sake, for Guatemala's sake.